Blog Talk Radio. Excited to spend this next 30 minutes with you here on the Living by Design show, and we are still in our Design My Life segment because this absolutely has been an amazing journey for me and you, obviously, because I have been hearing a lot from you, and I'm so excited about that. And tonight we're going to move into part two of our Who Are You segment, because this is so very important, and it's such a major question that we need to ask ourselves, because I'm sure we've all been at that place where we have asked ourselves that dreaded question at one time or another in your life. You just seem to be floating along, or you're on autopilot, and you're stressed out, just trying to fit more and more tasks in less time. And then one day you're just tired and lifeless and sometimes even in a depression. And you wake up one morning and you just ask yourself, what is going on? Whose life am I living? This is no way to live. And that is something that a lot of people, even myself at one time in my life, get caught up in. And there it's no easy answer as to how you got there. But the most important thing that we want to talk about and understand is how you can get out, how you can begin to live a life that was designed uniquely for you, how you can begin to live a life that was designed specifically for you. Now, if you're one of those millions of people who just fell into your life, because it happens, we just fall into our lives by accident, or circumstances determines how we end up, where we end up. We just kind of allow the circumstances to just take us along a path that we're not happy going down that path, but we just end up there. And then instead of thriving, we end up just surviving. And instead of living a mega life, which is what we were meant to live, we just find ourselves living a meager existence and just living a life of mediocrity. And no one wants to live a life of mediocrity. We're all here for a unique purpose, and we all have unique gifts and talents that only we can do what we do. Only we can do whatever it is we were placed on this earth to do in the way we can do it and in our own unique style. And that's what I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to learn and grow, and to move into that authentic life that was designed uniquely for you. Now, we do have a guest that's going to be joining us this evening, and Chaney Weiner is a founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, and his organization is dedicated to empowering individuals worldwide in all aspects of life. And he says there are 7 specific areas of life that he works with individuals to enhance and empower them in, and that's financial and physical, family, mental, spiritual, vocational, and social. And by helping them to discover their hidden brilliance and uniqueness based on what is important to them, that's when you can begin to live your authentic life. And that aligns very well with our segment of Who Are You? So Chaney is going to be joining us here shortly. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for Chaney to join us, I just wanted to make sure that everyone who is listening, especially my Indianapolis people, all of you that are listening to me right now, living in Indianapolis, I wanted to share with you a bit of news. The Indiana Black Expo is going to be coming to town soon, and I want you guys to know that I am going to be speaking at the Indianapolis Black Expo, and I am going to be speaking on Saturday, Saturday is the 20th of July. Let me just look at my calendar here real quick just to make sure that I have the right date. Saturday is, yes, the 20th of July, and it will be 11 a.m., and it will be in the main area where the main stage is in the exhibit hall area. And it's going to be very similar to Women's Empowerment. So I'm very excited about that event coming up, and I invite you all to come out. And, you know, for those of you who have attended some of my seminars, then you know my style, but I would love to meet those of you who are listening to the show who I've never had an opportunity to meet and shake your hand. So please put that down on your calendar, and I hope to see you there soon. And that is, again, July 20th, and it's at 11 a.m. in the main exhibit hall of the Indianapolis Black Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay, so we are going to just really quickly here take a quick break and see if Chaney, it looks like he's trying to dial in, but he may be having dial-in issues, but we're just going to keep right on going here and see if we can get him on the line. Let me just check. Hi, Chaney, are you there? Hello, Chaney, are you there? This is Kathy Holloway Hill. Okay, well, we are going to just keep rolling along here and go on with our topic, which is, who designed your life? So let's go ahead and just look at a couple of aspects. Now, I know you guys have been kind of keeping up with the segments because I've been receiving emails from you and input from you, and I am so very excited about that. I'm so very happy that you're enjoying these segments. And I just want to, go through a couple of aspects of the self-discovery, which is, you know, what Who Are You is all about. It's all about something called self-discovery. And self-discovery is a very, very, very powerful process because there are so many things that, as you heard in my intro, there are so many things that can cause us to live our lives a specific way. We get thrown into situations and we go through life experiences, and you know, sometimes we even rewind all the way back to our childhood, and depending on how we go through childhood, whether we go through a dysfunctional childhood or we experience some type of trauma in our childhood or even abuse of some sort, whether it's emotional abuse, physical abuse, even sexual abuse, that can shape who we are, and it can also shape how we go about designing our lives. And that's why I want to make sure we focus on this segment, because we don't want circumstances and situations to define you. Because whatever defines you, then that's how you're going to design your life. Your life is going to be designed around whatever defines you. So whether it's life traumas and obstacles or any of those types of things, they are inevitable. As a matter of fact, those things happen to us for a reason. And the sooner that we can learn the lesson and embrace the change and embrace whatever the lesson is and the power that's in the lesson, then the sooner that we can use that to move further toward accomplishing our goals and further toward building and designing the life that was meant for us, instead of allowing it to keep us stuck in a life of mediocrity and keep us stuck in a life that was not designed for us to live. Now, I want you to think about how critical it is when you try to fit in. How important is that to you when you try to fit in to the lives of someone else, or you want to be like someone else, or you want your friends to accept you, so you try to be like them, you want to have what they have, and all of those types of things. Again, that is you trying to be something or someone that you're not based on the external needs that are guiding you. And when I say external needs that are guiding you, that's that needing to be fulfilled, needing to be accepted and validated and appreciated. And that is what causes you to want to fit into the lives of other people. So the first step in discovering who you are and why you're here is to throw yourself into full self-discovery mode. You have to ask yourself some very important questions, such as what are my strengths and what are my weaknesses. We all, not only our strengths, the strengths are very important, but we also need to understand what are our weaknesses. What are some of the triggers, some of the things that cause us to be in a bad mindset? So when we look at those attributes, our strengths, our weaknesses, our values, what do we value? And most importantly, what are we passionate about? Learning what you're passionate about is the single most critical aspect of self-discovery. When you understand what it is you're passionate about, that can be the driving force to getting you to the place where you need to be. Because understanding your passion is what's going to help you to design that life that was meant for you to live. And when you discover that life that was meant for you to live, that's when you can go ahead and put a plan in place and you can understand exactly how it is that you're going to get there. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about, or I don't know how to discover my passion. Well, one way to understand what it is you're passionate about or learn what it is you're passionate about is to look at your hobbies. What do you love to do? What would you do if you had an opportunity to do something and you knew you couldn't fail? What would that be? If you didn't have to work for a living, let's say you won the lottery and you didn't need to you didn't need money at all. But what would you do if you didn't have to worry about money and you didn't have to worry about getting paid a certain amount of a salary in your life? What would you do? Whatever you would do on a voluntary basis, then that is something that you're passionate about. That is something that you love to do. That is something that you would jump out of bed every morning to be energized from. And that's how you discover your passion. And it may start as something small, because I started with a passion for writing. I started with a passion for coaching. I liked to help when I was a very young girl. I liked to help other young women, because I started into the corporate world at a very young age, 19. I got my undergrad degree, and I started at IBM Corporation at 19 years old. So I started mentoring and coaching other younger girls in Girl Scouts and Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and organizations like that. And that's what kind of helped me realize this is something that I am truly drawn to. What draws you? What really pulls you in? So when I started realizing that that was the thing that was pulling me in and that was the thing that was really causing me to feel like this is what I was meant to do, I started expanding on it. And then I started looking into writing articles about it. So I loved writing, and every aspect of that area of life or every aspect of that passion, it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then after 28 years in corporate America, which, you know, it was a career I fell into. Someone else was trying to keep me stuck there, and I allowed them to do it. But after I left that career, and I voluntarily left that career because I wanted to do something that I was excited about, which was mentoring and coaching and doing what it is I'm doing now. So when I voluntarily left that career, I was able to move into a higher level of what I'm currently doing now. Everything just started to take off because once I realized that I was living my purpose life, purposeful life, purpose-driven life, everything started to align in a way that it's difficult for me to even explain because it was so amazing the way everything happened. So once I moved into my purposeful life, I got out there. I had created some clients already, even though I was still in the corporate setting, and I started to work with those clients individually, and then I moved into corporate training because I did have 28 years of corporate experience. I had held executive management positions in Fortune 100 company, Global Dynasty, so I was able to use that experience that I learned in corporate America and help other organizations train and develop their employees and help other executive level people to develop their leadership skills. So that was another leg that I brought into my company, my personal professional development company. And then I started my radio show because that way I was able to reach millions of individuals globally on the Blog Talk Network circuit. And it gave me an opportunity to share with you all my experience, my education, everything that I have been through in my journey so that you can help define and design your journey. Because that's where it all begins. It all begins with you understanding where you currently are, where you want to go, and what is the gap. And when I say the gap will be the obstacles that you believe are preventing you from getting to where you want to go. So that's a big key is where do you want to go? Because a lot of people don't know where they want to go. So if you don't know where you want to go, you just could end up anywhere. And that's how you one day wake up and realize, oh, I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I don't like my life, I don't like where I am. And then you start turning to substances that are not good to help numb the pain. And then we really get caught up into a mess at that time. So think about that gap. What is preventing you from living your authentic, unique life? What is preventing you from being at the place where you want to be, from getting to where you are now to where you want to be? And whatever that is, that's what you need to work on, trying to make the transition from where you are to where you want to be. Now, I can tell you right now, you've got to be committed. And it begins with that acknowledgement, acknowledging that you're not committed. Because if you're not committed, it's not going to change. Nothing is going to happen. Everything is going to stay the same. You've got to recognize that you are miserable. You've got to admit it to yourself. You've got to say it out loud. Go ahead and have a pity party. And then prepare yourself for a wonderful transformation, because that's what will come out of this. And once you have mourned and grieved your past life, your losses, your failures, your disappointments, your regrets, then you can slowly begin to align your thoughts around having a better life, a better you, a better beginning. Because I know a lot of people say, well, I'm too old to start over. Well, you're never too old to start over. As long as you're walking upright and as long as you have breath in your body, you can start over. You've got to think about, of course, no one can go back and make a brand new start, but anyone can start now and create a brand new ending, and that's what it's all about here on the Living by Design show. You've got to begin to see in your conscious mind what it is that you want to be. Visualization is a very, very powerful tool. And once you begin to see what it is that you want to have in your life, then you can begin to put the process in place of making that powerful mindset shift, and that's critical in order for you to begin to align your thoughts and your behaviors around what it is you want. Now, I know a lot of you out there have read my book, Lies, Love, and Life, and the premise of that book, it's a very critical step in this process of understanding who you are and designing your life, because you can't lie to yourself and you can't wear a mask and you can't cover up what it is that you don't want to face. You've got to be able to face the situation. You can't fix what you don't face. And that's what Lies, Love, and Life is all about. It's all about helping you to realize where you currently are, how you got there, and what are the thoughts that are keep preventing you from getting out of that situation. For instance, one of the things I say in my book is that no one wants to wake up in the morning and say to themselves, I would love to live a miserable, unhappy life. I would just love to be mad and pissed off all day today. No one wakes up in the morning and says that to themselves. Yet we engage in behaviors and thought patterns that put us in that exact spot. So it's just a really strange paradox. Exactly what we don't want is exactly what we're creating in our lives. And that's why I think it's extremely critical for us to put ourselves in this self-discovery mode in this process. And like I said, if you've been tuning in to the last segment or the segments of Design My Life, then you know this segment is all about moving you into a purpose-driven life. Passion and purpose is exactly what you need to have the type of life that you want. Everyone wants a wonderful, happy, rewarding, fulfilling life. But you've got to acknowledge that something needs to change. You've got to commit to that change, and you've got to be a lifelong learner. A lot of people think that, well, you know, I'll get this book, or I'll get this audio program, and then I'll eventually get around. Well, no, you can't eventually get around. You have got to take the time. Everyone is in their car. We live in an age where every single car has a CD player. And even if your car doesn't have a CD player, you can take a portable CD player in your car with you. And you've got to listen to those audio CDs, because when you continue to listen to something or you continue to hear something over and over and over and over, and that's what it's all about, being a lifelong learner, then that information becomes solidified. It becomes solidified in your conscious mind. And when you see that and visualize that and hear that over and over and over in your conscious mind, then it's going to eventually find its way into your subconscious. And once it finds its way into your subconscious, then it's going to become your new autopilot. And your actions and your behaviors are going to begin to align around that. So that's why the premise of that book and the principles in the book are extremely important, because your thoughts are so very powerful. They hold a significant impact. They hold a significant impact and influence on your life, your decisions, your choices, your attitudes, and every single thing that you do. So you've got to gain control of your thoughts. You've got to be aware of your thoughts, first of all, because we go throughout the day and we're not even aware of our thoughts. So once we become aware of our thoughts, then we can go about the business of changing whatever those thoughts are. And the first way to do that is look at the first 30 minutes when you wake up in the morning. What is it that you do in those first 30 minutes when you wake up in the morning? And whatever that is, that's going to set the tone for your day. And when you set the tone for your day on a negative foot, on a negative setting, then the rest of your day is going to just follow suit. So you've got to start doing some changing. You've got to start doing some rearranging. You first have to acknowledge, commit, be a lifelong learner. And even if you have to get a coach, that's okay too. I have a very powerful gift for everyone who continues to listen to these Design My Life segments, and we'll get more to that, later in the next few months coming up. But I just want to make sure that everyone is listening to these segments and you're tuned in to these segments. You're going along with all the work that we are bringing to you in these segments. Unfortunately, it looks like our guests may not be able to make it this evening. It looks like he may have been having some audio difficulties, and we apologize to you for that. But we will definitely be bringing Mr. Chaney Weiner back to the Living by Design show. We also have some other very powerful guests that are going to be coming up here on the Living by Design show in the next few weeks. We have Dr. Joyce Meyer is going to be coming up in the next several weeks. We have Dr. Randall Pinkett. He hasn't actually confirmed yet, but we've been talking to his people, and that's a great possibility, so look for that. And we have Mr. Tony Dungy is going to be coming up on the Living by Design show. So we have a lot of great, powerful, celebrated celebrity guests who will be coming up here for you, because we really want to design the very best shows that we can for you here on Living by Design. And we know that everyone, every single person is capable of having exactly what they want to have in their lives. And we are committed to ensuring that you have that, whatever it is that you want to have in your life. And if you are committed to lifelong learning, and if you are committed to wanting to feel better, be better, do better, and have better, then I promise you, if you continue to listen to these Design My Life segments, you will get there. And that's what my commitment and my promise is to you. And I am going to end on this note. I am going to end for now. And we will be back next week on the Living by Design show with Design My Life, Who Are You? Part 3. And in part 3, we are going to have a few special surprises, and I will get to that next week. So I want to end on this note. Henry Ford said it best when he said, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. And I want you to know that passion plus purpose equals enrichment and empowerment. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am so happy to bring this segment of the Living by Design show to you. I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design show with another Design My Life, Who Are You Part 3 segment. Good night, everyone.